Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a great New Year. And for my Jewish friends, I hope you have a wonderful Hanukkah. We have a lot to be thankful for. We may have a lot of things that frustrate us, but if we take the time to go over the things we have to be thankful for, everything changes. The body even responds to a grateful heart. So the best thing you can give yourself, the best Christmas gift you could give yourself, best Hanukkah gift you could give yourself, is make a list of the things you can be thankful for. And just take a little time to do that. Now, I work with More Mito Company. Just sort of fell into it. I've done radio since March of 1997, been doing this. Then about 2019, 2020, I switched over to doing just podcasts. And then with this More Mito, Ultra Mito Restore, and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate, I started seeing effects that I hadn't seen in the years I've been doing radio. I've seen some fantastic things. There are some great, great nutritional products out there. But as far as affecting so many different things, I haven't ever seen that before. Well, there's a new technology called XDS. The XDS technology is a delivery system that Dr. Bevan Elliott came up with, and he worked it out over a period of years. And it's amazing that he can take 44 different things, black seed oil, olive leaf, and olive oil, and then 41 other nutrients that I would have spent $400, $500, $600, maybe more, for those other nutrients if I was buying them off the shelf. He can put them together in an order. And at first, he can only get six things to work together. Then over a period of a few years, he got up to 44. When you deliver all that nutrition into the cell and the cell membrane, and then into the mitochondria inside the cell. Remember, the mitochondria can be 1,000 times smaller than the cell. And so when you can get it into that mitochondria where your energy is made, then the cell starts to become more youthful, more alive, and more able to regulate itself. And the cell, like the body, knows how to take care of itself if it has what it needs to do it. It's just like a brilliant mechanic can fix anything, but he has to have the tools to be able to fix it. Well, our diet, starved of nutrition, deficient in so many different things, our exposure to toxins galore. I mean galore. There's 20,000 different chemicals, I think, new chemicals made every year. Things our great-grandparents never knew. Our food does not have the nutritional support. The soil has been drained of its nutrients, so the kind of rich, nutrient-dense food that our great-grandparents ate is not there. Dr. Elliott has solved this problem, and I'm just blown away by things that may have been there from childhood to things that people may be suffering from for just a few years get turned around when you feed the body what it needs. So I want you to listen to this. There's a nutritional counseling session I do every Saturday except during the holidays and with the company. I won't do it on New Year's Day, and I'm not doing it on Christmas Day. But we get into different topics. Today's the topic is about blood pressure because it's epidemic. And I'll talk more about that in just a second. But also, Roger Hill and I work hand-in-hand on this. And Roger Hill has people calling him, telling him the results they're seeing on taking the More Mito product or the Rejuvenate Gel or a combination of the two, which is what nearly everyone I know that knows about this does. And he has done a great job of capturing short interviews. So first I want you to hear the counseling session, and then from that I want you to hear these interviews. Because there may be someone that's had a miracle that's just like something you're dealing with or something like one of your friends or family members are dealing with, because there's so many people you know are dealing with blood pressure. But blood pressure is only one of many, many health situations that these products address. But since blood pressure, elevated blood pressure, is so serious, I want you to hear this. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back. And then we're going to come in, and Dale Bonet is going to introduce me, and you can hear my introduction and then the Q&A. And then from there, we're going to go over to listen to these interviews. So we'll be right back, folks. Regular listeners of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Mr. Dan's been teaching health and fitness on the air since 1997. He's been lecturing worldwide since 1986. He is the inventor of the Hydrotone Fitness System. He actually holds 11 U.S. patents and 22 foreign patents in the fitness industry. He's lectured worldwide on fitness topics. He's helped thousands of clients, but he's really known as the trainer of the trainers. So he's helped a lot of the stars, movie and TV stars, but more importantly, he's trained the trainers that train them. He's actually certified hundreds of personal trainers. He holds a master's in fitness science and a PhD in nutritional science. So you're about to get some tremendous, tremendous insight in the world of health and nutrition from Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan, take it away.
Well, in fact, not to pat myself on the back, but my real education, though I got a lot out of working on the PhD, you learn about Krebs cycle, how the mitochondria processes energy, and all kinds of wonderful things. But the real education came from interviewing all these top people in my field, reading their books, asking them questions, sometimes getting to know, like if they were coming to the town, I would sponsor them and have lunch with them, quiz them the heck out of them. So their life worked. I would get to glean all that. I didn't have to spend the time in the laboratory to do all the research that they did on a particular area. And so I'd really be able to dive deep into their information. A lot of times, things that they don't say on the air, like if they have something about cancer, how to get rid of it, or some other deal, they may not be comfortable about saying it on the air, but they would tell me over lunch. And we would discuss different things. And then I would share with them what other experts had. Sometimes I would get quoted in their book, but it was really me cross-referencing people together. And so that has been a real blessing for me to be able to be in a situation. Because I noticed in college, I took off really when I got to college. I was just a pretty good student in high school, but not fantastic. Because I love to quiz people and get into it. And really find out what's going on behind the scene. And so that, I just wanted to mention that. But there's some other things I wanted to mention. But right now we're going to talk about blood pressure. But blood pressure really is indirectly and directly the number one killer.
They say stress is. Stress is the number one killer because it affects blood pressure. And blood pressure affects everything. Every organ in your body, if you have excessive blood pressure, you're doing damage to those organs. Whether it's your eyes, your brain, your heart, the nerves on the end of your feet that go numb, your fingers, men have erection problems. Women have a similar problem, but it's not talked about. Your internal organs of your gut, everything. You can't digest well if the blood flow is not there. And so your lungs, your heart and lungs are really a combination system. Now, a lot of people think in terms that when they breathe, that oxygen is the primary way that they satisfy. But really, oxygen, to bring in an oxygen delivered to the blood, is only done there to bring oxygen to the mitochondria. The mitochondria, what they call cellular respiration, is what it's all about. If you have weak mitochondria, I don't care how much you can suck in some air or how much air they force into your lungs, you still are not going to be able to process it. And the reason you want oxygen, they believe, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of years ago or billions of years ago when life first started forming on this earth, the oxygen levels, if it was too high, would have killed life. We would have never come in our physical body. Now, I'm not talking about our souls, but our physical bodies would have never come into existence if we didn't have mitochondria. Mitochondria is a separate organism that knew how to process oxygen, and it blended with became our cells, but it blended and processes that oxygen and helped us make energy. But oxygen, just like when you have a campfire, it burns things. But to control that internal burning, that fire, to process the food, the nutrition you take in, that's what it's all about. And that determines how healthy your heart is. But when it comes to blood pressure, we talk about cholesterol buildup. When I was young, cholesterol average was 220. Then when they came out with statin drugs, they started trying to lower that. So they start saying, oh, it has to be 160. People have heart attacks when their cholesterol is 100, the same as people that have heart attacks at 300. It's like a U-shaped statistical curve. At too low, people die. They don't die necessarily of heart attacks. They die of suicide and car wrecks because you need a certain level of cholesterol to create the hormones that help your everything else function and make you feel good. So too low is not a good thing, and too high. And cholesterol medicine represses the cholesterol that comes out of your liver. Your liver produces 80% of your cholesterol. So it tries to drive that down. But the cholesterol medicine that's known to break the Achilles tendon, it's strange that it works that way, but that's one of the maybe side effects. It causes depression, and it doesn't extend life. Though it lowers cholesterol, people don't live longer. What you're concerned about is inflammation. If the cholesterol in your arteries is affected by inflammation, by a lot of oxidants, free radical versions of oxygen and other oxidation minerals and stuff that can cause damage. If that happens, or if your immune system is attacking the lining of your blood vessels, it turns that cholesterol, instead of a soft white cloud, into a sticky BB, like the protein A, and it sticks it to the side of the artery until it builds up. And if calcium builds up there, then you have a really hard-coated little patch, or some people say it's trying to be a patch, but it coats that. Well, your artery lining is supposed to replace itself about every 3 days. But then you have that hard spot there. MK7, which we have in Restore, helps break down that calcium and put it back into the bones where it's supposed to be. When you're too acidic, then you leak out calcium out of your arteries. And so it ends up, you get more calcium in your blood than you're supposed to have. So there's a window of everything where you want so much of this, but not too much of that. The ideal pH of your cells is 7.34 to 7.4. Some people think having higher pH is what they want. In some cases, if you have really low pH, if you're someone with cancer or some other issues going on, you may want to raise it higher for a little while, but you don't want to really do that day in, day out. We all thought that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, oh, we got to drink a lot of pH water and raise that. Well, here's what happens. Is your stomach acid is your first defense against bacteria, virus, and fungus getting into your gut. People that are vegetarians that don't eat any meat, they have a problem there because their hydrochloric acid goes down. And now things are getting into their gut. And so they need to take betaine HCl and apple cider vinegar a lot. They need to take it on a regular basis because they're losing that defense. The body adapts to what you eat. And when you eat meat, it produces more hydrochloric acid. So it's important to do that. I had a lady, very sweet lady, listen to me and Dr. Kaz Ingram talking one time on the radio. And Ingram was talking about that all the societies that live long eat a little meat. Not necessarily poorhouse steak, but they eat a little meat in their diet. And it said it's necessary, and he was explaining stomach acid and everything. And she met me at one of the health food centers and said, well, I like everything you guys said, except I don't agree with that. And then she told me she had Crohn's disease for 20 years. And I asked her how long she'd been a vegetarian. And she said 25. And her husband picked up on that real quick. He wasn't happy with me. But I was trying to let her realize that actually by cutting all that out, she's lowered her stomach acid. And now fungus and bacteria could go in and irritate her lining of her gut and bring on Crohn's disease and other problems. So we go overboard in this field where, like we used to use coral calcium to raise the pH. Dale, I just lost the network. Are you guys still there?
I'll run the board. Keep talking. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Okay. You need a little raise in pH, which can be good for the heart, but you need to measure it with a saliva test and see where your pH is. Now, I'm getting a little off track. The things that cause your high blood pressure, firstly, is a sedentary lifestyle. Sitting on our butt, they say, is as bad as smoking. So if we sit too long, we're supposed to get up every hour, 2 hours, do a little exercise, do some squats, do something, move around. We're not an animal that is designed to sit, but we do. And we sit and work on computers, look at our phone and don't move. It's really bad for the cardiovascular system. Second thing, we eat inflammatory foods. Sugar and starch is very inflammatory. And sugar is as addicting as cocaine, actually more addicting. But fortunately, we have sweeteners out there that aren't bad for you, like mock fruit, and for some people, stevia, and even maybe the coconut flour and stuff, the sweeteners from the coconut. And there's a few others out there. Allulose is a new one that they're using a lot of. Those don't have the harmful effect that the others, but regular old sugar and the worst offender is high fructose corn syrup. That's this one doctor I interviewed from Colorado University. He said that is what's brought on heart disease, high blood pressure, and many other diseases more than any other thing, which is really taking corn syrup, running it through a tube with enzymes in it and turning it this very concentrated high fructose corn syrup. And when that came out in the market, it first was used just a little bit. Now it's even in the white pack of sugar that someone might use and put in their coffee in a restaurant. Half of that's corn syrup. It's in everything if you don't know to look for it. He traced all these diseases that came from that. So you got to be aware of that. We're not meant to eat the level of sugar we are. Our great-great-grandparents, they ate about 10 and a half pounds of sugar a year. The average amount of sugar that we eat is over 160 pounds. Our pancreas, our body is not meant for that. And you got to remember,
Dr. Dan?
Yes?
In about 3 minutes, we're going to start We're going to start calls in 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So you don't want, when you eat sugar, that nice little sweet sugar is like acid in your blood vessels. And it's inflammatory. And so it's going to cause you problems. And then Google is trying to sell me an advertisement while I'm talking to you. It's going to cause you problems. And so you've got to go on a low carb or a keto diet. And you got to become aware of what foods are high in carbohydrates. So you look up the glycemic index and the glycemic load. Both of those are important. The glycemic load is probably more important than the glycemic index. Because you can have, like if you juice a carrot, that's very high in sugar. But if you eat a carrot, it's so much of its fiber, it wouldn't affect you much. And so look up the glycemic load. The second thing you do is look up inflammatory oils and oils that are good for you. Oils that are good for you are olive oil, very good for the heart. The most important one is omega-3. So you can eat salmon. You can eat mackerel, cold water fish. Regular old fish doesn't produce this omega-3 EPA DHA. So it has to be cold water. The trouble is they're doing a lot of farm raised with the salmon. So if you're going to eat salmon, it needs to be wild Alaskan caught salmon. Canada screwed their fish up with this GM, this genetically modified salmon, this giant salmon, but it's that a lot of people think it's not good for you. Look for wild Alaskan caught salmon. Very good. One of my favorite things is take a deal of wild Alaskan salmon, take spinach, pour olive oil all over it, pour some Bragg's vinegar all over it, and some mustard, and stir that up, eat part of it, and then put the rest in the refrigerator, and eat on that for a day or so. You'll really feel good with that. It's very good for the heart. The other thing is a lot of deficiency in minerals. Nearly everyone, at least 80% of the population, unless they know what to do, is deficient in magnesium. When you're deficient in magnesium, your blood vessels tighten up, really tighten up. And so you need to take magnesium. You can get a lot of fine magnesium. One I take is Megafood Relax and Calm Magnesium. You want about 800 milligrams of magnesium, about one dose in the morning, one dose at night before you go to bed, maybe two doses at night before you go to bed. You'll sleep better, too. The other thing we're deficient in is potassium.
So Dr. Dan?
Emergency pack. Are we at 10 minutes?
We are at 15 minutes. So it's time to start preparing. Listen, everybody, Dr. Dan and Roger and I decided that we're missing some calls. The whole purpose of Dr. Dan's knowledge is to be able to answer your questions. So we want to make sure that we get your questions in. So we're going to stop a little bit early on the exposition part of this so that you can raise your hand and ask your questions. If there are no questions or there's only a couple, Dr. Dan will continue with this incredible topic. But hit star 5 on your phone if you've got a specific question. It'd be great if it's on blood pressure or the supplements Dr. Dan was just talking about. But listen, it can be on anything. Dr. Dan is here to give you insight.
Wait. I don't want to do a – I'm going to give a caveat. I'm not using this precious time to debate people that want to show me what they know. I'm doing this to help people. I can always debate them off the air. So what I'm looking for is people that have serious health concerns about them or their spouse or someone close to them. So please ask your question, but I'd like it to be a health question so it'll be you get the most value out of this time.
Yes. As I said, it can be any question related to health questions you've got. And we're here to listen to Dr. Dan's expertise, not give our own opinions of things we do or other products. So with that, if you've got questions, please raise your hand. Dr. Dan will get them answered. And any leftover time, as we approach 30 minutes, we'll go back to more discussion. Dr. Dan, I see one hand from Jen in Fargo. Would you like to take that question?
Yes, I would, but somebody in my screen keeps flipping on and off, Dale, so you may have to go through the order.
I'm happy to do it. Let me unmute Jen. Jen, go ahead and ask Dr. Dan your question.
Hi, Dr. Dan. My question is in regards to my husband. He has, I guess you would technically say, kidney failure. Was caused by an injury. And his GFR currently is 9. Now, back in May, when we discovered this, it was less than 1. So it has gradually improved. He's not doing dialysis. He's on 2 blood pressure medications, but his blood pressure is still high, I guess, about 140-ish. It was 141 last night over, it was 85 last night. It's usually right around 80 on the bottom. But in addition to that, he also has elevated parathyroid level, approaching 300, but his calcium level in his blood is in the normal range. I know these are things all associated with the kidneys, and I will add, I mean, he's had definite improvement. I think he was about a 7, approaching an 8 when we began the products, his GFR, and he's up to a 9. He's getting close to a 10, but not quite there yet. So I'm just wondering if you have any additional guidance, you know, any extra support or guidance or anything.
Well, some of the things I just told you earlier was going to help him.
Yep.
The minerals that I mentioned. Okay. Now, potassium is a diuretic, and they probably already have him on a diuretic. So
well,
I don't want him.
Yep, he's on a potassium binder.
I don't want to add to that. Okay. I don't want to add to that because I could throw that off. I do want to add the magnesium. On top of that, I first want to know how much Restore is he taking?
He is taking 4 times a day, 3 milliliters, 4 times a day. So,
well, that's good. Okay, I was going to tell him he needed to take 3 or 4 times a day, and so that's good.
Yes. So that is an issue with the supply because we go through it.
Well, that's true, but that seems to be solved by now.
Well, probably because I'm about out, so. Okay, yes, but go on. Yes.
Well, now the magnesium, I want him to take about 300 milligrams. Now, some magnesium is basically useless, like oxide, unless you're constipated. You don't want to take magnesium off. This, BIS, glycinate, is the most absorbable form, but there's others that are good too. Citrate, just glycinate by itself without the BIS. In front of it, and malate relaxes the muscles. And then they have thiamate that's really great for the brain.
Okay.
I mean, it actually builds neurons. But you can get these at good health food stores, or you can order them. You can go to Amazon and order good magnesium. But I'd like to see him probably get close to 1,000 milligrams, but broken into about 3 times a day. Not 1,000 3 times a day, but 300 or 400 3 times a day. And that will help relax the blood vessels. And then I want him to increase omega-3. So either take like Carlson's or Nordic Naturals. I think Nordic Naturals is the best, but they're both real good. Omega-3 oil. And the ultimate are in the liquid form. You get a little bit more for your money in the liquid form, but you got to be careful when you open the lid of omega-3. If you don't get it, you take out what you want real quick and then put the lid on oxidizing. And that's why they have it in a dark bottle. So capsules are good that way. Their ultimate omega-3 oil is a fantastic product. And you need about 1/3 of what you need of the regular one. You'd have to take 9 tablets to 3 of those. So he needs to be taking 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA, which is omega-3 oil. And the other thing you could be doing, maybe not taking that much, but eating salmon 3 times a week. And sardines, if you like sardines, are very good for you. Sardines is actually better than omega-3, but I'm not a big sardine fan. Mackerel is pretty good, is very good too. But they usually, when they make these omega-3 oils, they like to use cod liver oil. And so a combination of those two would be very good. Now, the oils that are bad for him are soy, corn, safflower, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, and I'll leave one out. I was doing two things at once. Soy and corn oil are the common cooking oils that are really bad for you. But so is peanut oil, cottonseed oil. The one that surprised me is sunflower oil and safflower oil. All those are very inflammatory. The good ones are olive oil, macadamia oil is fantastic cooking oil. Coconut oil is just fine. The nut oils are very good. I would want to do 3 to 5 tablespoons of olive oil, good quality olive oil, like Bragg's and some of these higher quality olive oils. Use it on the salad, however he wants to do it, but at least 3 to 5 tablespoons, aiming for 5 a day. And that's very good for the lining of the blood vessels, along with omega-3 oil.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. And listen, we've got 2 more hands up here.
I was going to say, we can always do nutritional counseling, and I can get in more depth with you. Okay, let's take the next ones, and I appreciate the call, the question.
Absolutely, Jen, that was fantastic. Charlene, I'm unmuting you. Did you have a question for Dr. Dan?
Yes, I do. Dr. Dan, my question is regarding the kidneys as well. My husband, he does do dialysis 3 times a week, but I heard you say potassium is a diuretic, and I want to know, he was taking Lasix, and the doctor stopped it because it seemed like he was getting too dry. So he was making a little urine, but he doesn't make any now. Should I talk to the doctor about the Lasix? I'm kind of confused because when you said potassium is a diuretic, that's what I was going to ask you. Should he be taking maybe a potassium tablet since we don't do the Lasix anymore? They do
talk
the
to
test
your doctor and, about that. I'm not going to override the doctor on that. Talk to him about it because does he have congestive heart failure?
No, just the high, he did have high blood pressure, but his blood pressure, he was on 3 pills and he's only on 1 pill now because his pressure is normal. It's like 110, 108 over. So he's been taken off of those. And the last one is only on that because it has a heart component. They said something about congestive heart failure, just before the pandemic because he went into emergency a couple of times with fluid in his lungs, but that turned out to be evidently the
how's his ankle? Is his ankle swelling?
No, he just, if he gets a little, they've got him restricted. If he goes a little over that, his foot will swell up a little bit. But for the most part, no, he's lost a lot of weight. He's small.
Well, here's the reason I ask. If the heart's weak, they'll limit how much fluid you can take in because the heart can't pump it back to process it. And a lot of times in the kidneys aren't washing it out. Normally I would, for most of all of you out there that are worried about your blood pressure, drink about 8 ounces of water, good, pure, clean water, 6 to 8 times a day, 10 times better. I'll finish a gallon of water and drink some more water on top of that every day. I sip on it while I'm working on the computer and everything else. You want to drink a lot of water. That relaxes the blood vessels. But in his case, because his kidneys can't process it, I'm not so sure that would be a very good idea at all. And his doctor may be telling him to limit the amount of water. But it bothers me when he can't give him water because it's so important. Because when you're dehydrated, your blood vessels constrict and calcium builds up in the areas that it's constricting in. And so water relaxes the blood vessels. And magnesium relaxes. I do want to see him take magnesium.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I do want to see him take magnesium.
Okay. And would it be the 300? You said 800.
300 twice, 2 to 3 times a day. And okay. I'm not, any particular magnesium. I just happen to be using this one called Mega Food Relax and Calm. It's a pretty good one. There's a lot of good magnesiums out there. But the one you don't want is oxide unless you're constipated. It only works in the colon. It just brings water to the colon. And then, so I like to see him do that. Olive oil, as I said earlier, on top of the omega-3 oil or eating salmon will help the little tubulars within the kidneys. Will help lubricate that a little bit better and help relax that a little bit better. So I recommend eating good salad with a lot of olive oil on it, and or do what I do is fix a salmon, a nice piece of salmon on spinach with olive oil and Bragg's vinegar, and I like mustard on it too. And I'll eat half of that and eat the other half later in the day. And that would be very good for it. What?
Dan, we've got one question left in 3 minutes.
Okay. Charlene, I guess that's as far as I can go right now on that. I need to get to the other one, but maybe nutritional counseling, but it's a tough one on your because he may not be able to drink water. And that makes it really tough. But the oils will help him on top of what we're doing. And he's taking plenty of Restore, and that's great. That may turn it around in itself. Okay, we got Jonathan. Craig. Jonathan, what's your
Craig question? Or Craigie? Jonathan? How do we pronounce
actually,
that?
Craig. Craig.
Mr. Craig. All right.
Average choice.
And today is me. It's my son's
overview of the account. Anyway.
I'd like to know any thoughts on people having...
Wait. Yeah. Something's happened
You're in and out. You're loud and then you're far away.
Oh, is this better?
No,
that's far away.
Better than before. Are you moving your away from the speaker or something?
No, is this better? Is this better?
Better.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I've got a couple people who have insomnia. Do you have any thoughts for me for them?
It's funny what I was telling you about magnesium. It helps you
mm-hmm.
sleep. There's good teas that I like to take at night. There's sleepy time tea. There's chamomile tea by itself, but there's also relaxed tea. Go to a good health food store and you'll see teas that help you sleep. So some warm tea at night before you go to bed, and then usually a melatonin. Controversy on whether more melatonin is a bad thing. So they're saying like some say 3 milligrams. Then on top of that, you take. It'll have things, GABA, forms of GABA in there that help relax. There's a product I take called InvigorEst at restandrepair.com. I've taken it for years, and it's real good. And there's other companies I see are coming out very similar products. But GABA, theanine, which is in green tea, but if I drink too much green tea at late at night, I don't sleep well. And yet, theanine is very relaxing. We have it in the Restore product. It helps produce alpha brain waves. So, you gotta avoid the caffeine, if you're gonna drink caffeine early in the day, and avoid the caffeine. With all that I know, it mess with it, but breathing exercises, doing a little yoga stretching, if you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, and you'll see an alpha cycle there. If you look through and you click on that, listen to that, and that'll take you through a deep relaxation. It only takes 15 minutes, but it'll help relax and prepare your mind better for sleep. Also, I use sometimes these sleep deals. There's a company called ENDEL or LE, and they have different programs, and one is for sleep. And I like to put that on before I go to bed. There's other companies that have it. There's Hypnosis Live. They have great programs, and I use those sometimes. Because at 73, I don't sleep like I did when I was 23, where, you know, a freight train could drive through the bedroom when I'm 23, and I'd still be asleep. But not so much anymore. But now I'm doing all that. Also, please wear those eye blinders that – a little light interfering with the eyes can make so you want a very dark bedroom and you want it cool. You want some socks on the feet but you want the sort of a coolness around the torso and the face, but everything else be covered. There's a number of things. I'll do a whole program on sleep. We need to do that, Bill. Okay, folks, I think I've run over. Where you at there?
One question?
Yep. Okay. We are at the end of our call. Thank you.
Let her finish her one quick.
Can I ask you one question?
Okay. One of them was taking melatonin and cut back because he heard that, I guess, there were negative effects if you took too much. And I think that's when he really started having trouble sleeping. So thoughts for him on that, and I'll pass them on.
You know, it's funny how that works. For a couple of years, melatonin is a great anti-cancer thing, and it's wonderful, and it works in every cell of your body. Next time someone comes, no, people are taking too much. So keep it to about 3 milligrams. Sometimes even a little less might work better. Keep it about 3 milligrams, but look at these other support things around it. GABA really helps, theanine, and then chamomile tea and sleepy time tea and some of these other things, ashwagandha. I take it at night. I take a capsule. We have it in our product. It's one of the reasons you guys say, boy, I feel so much better. But there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit more. It relaxes the nervous system. So ashwagandha is a fantastic product.
Okay. And, is there a better time to take it? Like not too late, not too early?
Well, the ashwagandha take after 7 o'clock at night or so, 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. I take it sometimes in the day, but it could make you a little bit sleepy. But I really want to see him take magnesium as well. And look at magnesium threonate. That works in the brain. That helps relax it, and it helps rebuild neurons in the brain, too. Okay. I think that's as far as we can go today, folks. I really appreciate it. Let's see, we have... How many people came in today? Almost 40. I enjoyed it. And if you have any questions during the week, write your question down so you might be prepared for it next week. And we'll talk then. You all have a great weekend.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/radiodan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30-35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. I hope you enjoyed that, folks. Now, I want to go to some of these interviews, and thank you, Dale, for you did a great job of helping me there. I have Marcia Stafford, and her sister was hospitalized, bedridden, couldn't talk. So, Roger, let's hear what she had to say about that and what taking the More Mito product did for her.
Marcia, are you there? Can you talk? Yes.
The reason I want to bring you back is that you had an interesting journey yourself dealing with what may have been like adrenal fatigue and whatnot, but you, a few weeks ago, told me about your sister who had basically been sent home because the doctors told you that her brain was dying and your family, frankly, was planning a funeral. So could you just briefly update us on what her progress has been?
Right, right. Hey, my niece, both nieces were on a couple weeks ago, Roger, and shared their journey with their mother and grandmother firsthand, which a lot of that was said. I didn't realize that they had already planned to put her in hospice, carrying around her like a baby. She's not speaking or eating. To today, about 3 weeks ago, her granddaughter noticed that she was talking again and was speaking in full sentences. Her brain, because they have started giving her the Restore. And so now they feel like, gosh, you know, grandma is talking and asking questions, and she wanted to go get her hair done. Now, this person has been in the bed. She can't walk. She can't get up. And her grandson has to carry her from point A to B. So today, where she, they're concerned about her getting up and maybe going outside or whatever, but because she gets up, get on her walker, and she's moving around. With all of that being said, as well as having a desire to go to the beauty shop, carry on conversations, her appetite has increased. It's just a miracle. It's just been an amazing just to see this all transpire. I have a picture of her, and I got to send it to you, Roger. Of last week, she asked her granddaughter if she was washing. And she asked that, do you want me to fold the clothes? Now, this is a person they had basically planned her funeral. And they sent me a picture of her sitting folding clothes. And so I just, you know, I really thank God for just this miraculous turnaround. I thank God for Restore, because she resisted Restore for over 6 months. I sent it to her. It just sit until my niece, Chelsea, starts putting it in her in a different way, saying that the doctor had told her that she had to take it. So getting that into her and just begin, because she had fluid on the brain, but they couldn't perform the surgery. They said just take her home and just make her comfortable. I just can't say enough. It would be wrong for me to know what it's done for me, for my husband, for my son, who it... his blood pressure has went into the normal range, for us to withhold this information. So thank you so much for Dr. Elliott, for Dr. Boswell, Dr. Dan, and for you, Roger. That's always, you guys are always there to help answer our questions. And I can't say enough. I just really appreciate it. I thank God for you guys.
Thank you again, Marcia.
You're welcome. Thank you, Roger.
Marcia, that's fantastic. That really is. I'm so happy for your sister. You get to have her around a little bit longer and may be able to communicate with her. Okay, now, Amos had elevated blood pressure. Let's see what effect it had on. Roger, bring on Amos.
Amos.
Yeah. What I'm finding out, I can say a little bit. My blood pressure was like 135, 137. And about 10 minutes later, when I took two droppers of the Restore, I let it, you know, relax, and it goes down to like 125, 124. So it does take your blood pressure, you know, helping normalize that. Yeah, I think it's very, very, very wonderful. Yes.
All right, Amos.
Yes.
Your body can figure this out. You know, that's a message that you should get from all of these. And that's kind of how you should relate it to other folks. You know, the signaling that goes on and whatnot, the kind of functionality at the cellular level that's restored. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, Amos. Thank you, Roger. Now, I want to do one more before we go to break. Rita McDaniels. Now, she had an interesting effect. So, Roger, bring on Rita. And Rita, I want you to share this with us. Thank you, Rita. Let's hear what you have to say.
So, Renita, tell me about your health concern before you got introduced to us.
Most of my life, I've never had blood pressure issues. In fact, my blood pressure's always been perfect. When I started reaching menopause, my blood pressure started to elevate. And at that time, I just didn't know what to do. It was a terrible feeling. It was causing me to just stay in bed, and I was just having, just feeling so much pain. And Cecil introduced me to Restore. And then once I started taking it, a few days, I noticed that my pressure started to go down. So for like the past 2 years, I have had high blood pressure up and down. And then when Cecil introduced me to the product, I was skeptical at first because I didn't think there was anything that I could really do about my pressure. I thought I was going to have to deal with it. And at the time, I just really couldn't function daily activities. I knew I had to still go to work. There was when I had to leave work because my pressure was just so high. I was having headaches. My body would ache, and once he introduced me to the product, I noticed a difference within, I guess, a matter of days. And once I started taking it, my body, it did like a 180. And my pressure started going down. Never seen my pressure go down in a couple of years until after I took the product. So I have been so thankful for that, because I know blood pressure is a big problem with Black Americans. And I have a history. My mother has high blood pressure. My uncle, he suffered high blood pressure and he had a heart attack, I think at the age of 53. So I was real concerned about it. First, my pressure was running like over 140. Diastolic pressure was 95 and up. So now after taking Restore, my pressure is really 120. Sometimes it's below 120. And bottom number is around 1. No, it's about in the 80s. I even noticed it in the 70s. Sometimes. So it has been a big help. I don't know what I would have done without it. I think it's kind of helped save me from having any more issues. I didn't realize how much estrogen was important to a woman's health until I started going through menopause. They say that estrogen it helps the elasticity in your vessels. And then when the estrogen is gone, it seems like the vessels is tightens up, and I could feel that in my body when I started going through menopause. With the Restore, I don't have that feeling. I try to take it 3 times a day, and I noticed also after taking Restore, I can sleep easier, and I don't have to get up in the middle of the night as much as I did before. So it has done a lot for my overall health. So I'm really thankful for it. And so I'm going to continue taking it.
Well, it sounds like you had a really dramatic result.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And I was skeptical at first, and really I didn't know what I was going to do because I was in panic mode. Exercise, eating right, trying to do those things, and it really wasn't helping my pressure that much until I started taking the product. It made a big difference.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you.
That's great, Rita. That's wonderful. Now, I have a short one before I go to break. Now, let's go to break, and we'll come right back. Regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read the what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Andre Jones. Roger has an interesting little interview with Andre Jones. It's short, but very important. What it did for his blood pressure and what it did for his energy. So let's hear what Andre had to say.
Andre Jones. Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. My name is Andre Jones, and today I have a glory story and a praise report for everyone. I have just recently taken one bottle of the Restore, and I noticed I had more energy. Then I just got my, finally got the second bottle, and I went to my VA doctor yesterday. I had the most amazing time. They took my blood pressure, which has been, I have high blood pressure. It was 126 over 67. I was absolutely surprised. Then she gave me, since it was like a physical thing, my doctor told me that my cholesterol had gone down so much, and for years I'm taking cholesterol medicine, it hadn't worked. I have more energy. I'm using the product. I see that probably I'll be able to continue it and hopefully come off blood pressure medicine. So I thank you for the technology and the opportunity to even turn it on to the other people. I actually told my VA doctor and the nurse about it, and hopefully they're on the call right now. So thank you very much for letting me tell everyone my glory story.
It was absolutely a glory story, Andre. How high had your blood pressure gotten?
Oh, usually it was 140, 150 over, sounds like in the 80s. Yeah, so it was, I would say average 156 over 85, something like that, yeah. And I said, well, let me take the product, and I'll let my doctor take my, because I had a scheduled appointment to take my blood pressure. I'm amazed. It works, and thank you so very much.
All right, thank you for sharing that, Andre.
Thank you, Andre. I appreciate that, buddy. And Royal Heights. Now, Royal also had blood pressure situation and blood sugar problems. Not as bad as some people, but he definitely had blood sugar concerns. So, Roger, bring on Royal, and let's hear what he had to say.
Royal, so I'm very interested in hearing how you and Penny have been doing. Let's start with you.
Okay.
What were your health concerns?
Sciatica issue has been increasing. As a result of that, you pick up extra weight. Your activity is going down, and your whole quality of life changes when you're in pain. It does.
Did you have any other underlying conditions like blood sugar or blood pressure issues?
Well, the blood pressure in 2016, I had a couple stents put in my heart because I had a heart attack.
Okay. So what changes have you noticed since you've been on Restore and Rejuvenate?
Well, I think one of the first notable things that my wife and I both noticed was the quality of sleep. We both sleep better. From the first night that we took the Restore, because she had issues during that time period, you know, we were doubling and tripling up on the recommended daily dosage.
Regarding you for the moment, okay. What other issues did you notice changed?
My energy level has picked up. I feel a little bit more focused. The pain from my sciatica seems to be dissipating. Pain has gotten better. My balance has gotten better. And I can walk unassisted around the house. I'm not walking with a cane all the time. And it's getting better.
You recently had a heart episode as well.
On the 10th of January of 2022, I started having discomfort in my chest. So I called my daughter, and we rushed off to the Kaiser. And after we had an EKG as well as the blood pressure check, I was escorted in the ambulance over to the new PG hospital, and within an hour, they were actually putting a new stent into my heart to make sure that the blood flow was proper and everything. And since that, again, I had, you know, when I started my wife on the product, I often started taking to the same degree that she was. Mm-hmm. And I think that possibly was my salvation, maybe even because I had taken it. I mean, I had a heart attack and a stent placed in on one day, on a Monday. Tuesday, I was taken off of the ICU list at the hospital. And Wednesday, I was discharged from the hospital. I'm back. I had an exam this week, and my blood pressure was like 128 over 62, and my sugar level was only 110. So I'm going to stick with doing what I have to, but I let my doctors know that I was doing something nutraceutically to augment the medications because I don't want to. I just don't have a desire to be medicated unnecessarily if I don't have to.
That. All right. Well,
only other thing that I can report is when I did my exam the other day, I was 10 pounds lighter than I was on, you know, 2 weeks ago when I first went in the hospital. So I've also lost the weight too. So that's again, I'll take that as a byproduct too, because I do want to shed all the excess weight as well.
Thank you for sharing that, Royal and Penny.
Okay.
Thank you, Royal. That's great. I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad you got an energy that you didn't have before. That's wonderful. Nothing like dropping 10 pounds either. Now, I have one more I want you to hear, folks, and that's Ron Long. Interesting thing about Ron, we've had a couple of other people tell us similar stories. Ron not only had high blood pressure and a lot of heart problems, but he got off his medication, and he was on dialysis. He's off dialysis. So I want you to hear Ron's story. Roger, bring on Ron. That's going to be the last one today. But bring on Ron. Let's hear what he had to say.
Ron, you've got yet another update.
Yes, I do, Roger. Hey, this is the kidney doctor, the one I've been worried about. Let's see. It all was from earlier, the stage 5, going to put you on dialysis. Today, the same thing as my last one. Well, I'll see you in 6 months. You still look healthier. And I said, well, I've been out for 3 hours shoveling beauty bark, heavy beauty bark on a garden. And so I'm actually in pretty good shape. And during the thing, he said, you're off all your medications? Well, yeah. I said, in concert with doctor, approval. But he said, well, the only thing I found is your blood pressure is 90, like 97 over 65. That is of concern. And he felt, is there any swelling in your legs? No. And he said, I guess you just have come to that healthy, and I'm glad you're going to be with me in a six-month visit. That was pretty awesome.
Ron, you are so healthy that coming from where you came from, he thought something might be wrong.
Yes, exactly.
All right, except you had been doing something right.
No, and I told him it's that More Mito Works product. And he said, I'm amazed that your family can't see the changes that I see in you, and you've lost weight, you look leaner, and that they aren't jumping on this product. And I said, it's a family thing. Just because one of them is a doctor, that means anything that I may do, it's not doctor-related. And he laughed, and he says, yep, I guess it's that way in my world, too.
All right. Thank you for sharing that, Ron.
Now, Monday, I'll have the final eye thing after it's 4 months of waiting, where I used to get the eye injections. So we'll see.
How high has your blood pressure been?
Yeah, it seemed like it was up in the 190s or something, just from memory.
Okay. That'll do it.
But one happy More Mito Works person right now.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you again for sharing that.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. Isn't that extraordinary, folks? This is why I spend so much of my energy educating people about the More Mito products. And if you want to learn more about these, More Mito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. MoreMito.com/RadioDan. And when you go there, if you go over to Ultra Mito Restore and click on product details, you'll see a picture of Dr. Elliott and his background, very extensive, very impressive background. And then you'll see the nutrients are in there. If you come down to the bottom, you'll see testimonials like what you just heard. But there's also animal products. We got animals that are just waking right up, just getting amazing results. And the topical gel, I put it on my face. I put it in my hair. Whenever I have something that bothers me, a joint problem that's stiff or hurting, I rub it on. I'll do that about every 3 or 4 hours. And usually what I found, if I do it 3 or 4 times, it's gone. That may just be me, but we have a lot of other people talking about that. So, folks, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week to give you more miracles by More Mito.